The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. DJ Last Survivor here, delving deep into the history and creation of some of the most infamous killers in movie history. Learn the ins and outs of the monsters created from the human mind.
And welcome to episode 4 of Killer Instinct. Today, we're going to talk about Jason Voorhees, the man who haunts Camp Crystal Lake, killing anyone who enters. Jason was a little boy in 1956 when he drowned due to two camp counselors sneaking away from their duties having sex. In the movie Friday the 13th, Jason's mother, the main antagonist of the film that started it all, was not a debut for Jason Voorhees, but it was actually a debut for the Voorhees family in general. Jason's mother was actually the main antagonist of the film Friday the 13th, the 1980 version. She came to Camp Crystal Lake seeking revenge for her son's death, the death that drove her insane, causing her to kill camp counselors at Camp Crystal Lake every year on Friday the 13th, the day that Jason Voorhees, the child Jason Voorhees, drowned. Now, the movie Friday the 13th was the debut for the Voorhees family, though it did not have the actual portrayal of Jason Voorhees in it. It was what started the Friday the 13th saga, where Camp Crystal Lake is haunted and it has murders continuously happening every year on Friday the 13th. Now, talking a little bit about the movie, Friday the 13th starts off in a great way. Movie ends up starting off in 1958, where two camp counselors at Camp Crystal Lake snuck away from their campfire sing-along to bang. Before they can get undressed, though, an unseen assailant assaults them, killing both of them. Now, the movie ends up going into the present, Friday, June 13th, where our main character, Annie, the main protagonist of the film, is trying to get into Camp Crystal Lake. She ends up getting warned by many people in the town over, and even when she gets into Camp Crystal Lake, she's told the same thing. She's doomed. Every Friday the 13th, after the year of that child drowning, camp counselors are killed. People there are killed, murdered by an unseen assailant, never actually being able to know who was the one who killed them. Turns out this was Mrs. Voorhees, Jason's mother, the mother of the child who died in 1956. Now, the film goes on, and a lot of it is teen angst, a lot of it is sexual in reference, trying to bring out the best, bring in viewers, and it did so. The movie did a good job of bringing in an audience who were not too used to super hard, murderous, stabbing slasher films. Now, this movie didn't have it, but Jason Voorhees, the son of the antagonist in the first movie, ends up being powerful, supernatural level strength human being rising up from Camp Crystal Lake. And so, just to end my little summary of the film, the movie ends out with our main character, Annie, basically slashing a machete, the one that Miss Voorhees uses to murder all the camp counselors, slashes it straight into her shoulder, pulls it out, and decapitates Mrs. Voorhees. This movie started it all. It started how the family, the Voorhees family, begins. Not only was it a great movie to enter into the Hall of Fame for slasher films, but it also bring one of the most iconic characters, slashers, murderers that we know today, being almost as iconic as Michael Myers, Ghostface, Freddy Krueger. He has his special sign that allows you to know who he is. Not only does he use a machete, but he wears an incredibly iconic hockey mask. Yes, that's right. He is the hockey mask killer. Jason Voorhees wears a hockey mask. Hockey mask that's stained in blood, has those red stripes, the ones right above his eyes and on his cheeks. First, let's talk a little bit about Jason. He's a homicidal maniac with super strength, excellent hearing, sight, and smell. He could also regenerate. He was incredibly powerful throughout all the movies that he was in, able to take a punch, even take a gunshot, and get back up. Jason could also take any kind of physical trauma to his body and walk it off. And if he didn't walk it off, he was going to get back up. And he was going to come for you, and he was going to kill you. Not only that, but Jason did not stop, give any mercy. He would kill you in brutal ways. Now, let's talk a little bit about Jason Voorhees' design. So, as we know, Jason has his iconic hockey mask and machete. He also wears a brown trench coat with a black shirt underneath. He's been seen with many different pieces of clothing, but we're going to talk about Jason's first iconic appearance in Friday the 13th, the 1980 film. Now, Jason wears dark jeans and he has black boots. Now, Jason has gone through many different changes throughout the films. At one point, he was even a robot, surprisingly enough. But a lot of the main symbols of him have remained, like his hockey mask and his machete. He's a large statured man with no hair. Although they didn't want to put hair on him, they said it would ruin the hockey mask appeal and give him more of a strong design so that he can have the hockey mask as his main face. Now, this gives him far scarier parts to him, because this hockey mask, which in the making of the film was a Detroit Red Wings goalie mask in 1980, and it was molded to the actual actor's face, and it was more or less stuck there, and that was his face. And if you have never seen a old hockey goalie mask, it's basically just a piece of plastic that goes over your face. It's not protective at all for the usage, for the character. It was able to create a kind of mystery around him, which was a good design idea because it made him far scarier. And it gave him a consistent look throughout the movies that was able to give you the staple of fear that the producers wanted to have. Jason's voice actors for the first film was Ari Lehman. This was only in A Nightmare of the Main Character, though. But when everything started to get more in tune, Warrington Gillette was the main Jason Voorhees in the 1981 film, which was also portrayed by Steve Daskowitz in the same film, and then Richard Booker in 1982, Ted White in 1984, Tom Morga in 1985, C.J. Graham in 1986, Kane Hodder in the 1988 film and the 1989 film and the 1993 film and the 2001 film. Ken Kurzinger was the portrayal in the 2003 film, and Derek Mears was in the 2009 film, which at the time was the most recent film of the Jason Voorhees series, the Friday the 13th series. So Derek Mears is the one who most people end up seeing. He's the one who went right back to the original of the actual Friday the 13th series, giving Jason a little bit more of a role and redoing the film. Jason has been in 12 films altogether. Friday the 13th, the 1980 film. Friday the 13th Part 2, the 1981 film. Friday the 13th Part 3, the 1982 film. Friday the 13th, the final chapter, the 1984 film. Friday the 13th, the 2009 film. Friday the 13th, A New Beginning, in 1985. Friday the 13th Part 6, Jason Lives, in 1982. Friday the 13th Part 7, The New Blood, 1988 film. Jason has also been in some kind of goofy movies where he goes outside of what the actual character is. He was in Friday the 13th Part 8, Jason Takes Manhattan, the 1989 film. Jason Goes to Hell, The Final Friday, 1993. And Freddy vs. Jason, the 2003 film. And finally, Jason X did the 2002 film. Now, these films were more or less joke films, but they had their moments in showing how powerful Jason was. Jason was created by Victor Miller, Ron Kurtz, Sean S. Cunningham, and Tom Savini. Jason has appeared in literature in a novelization of Friday the 13th Part 3 by Michael Avalon in 1982, where Avalon created a book with an alternate ending for the Part 3 film. Jason has also appeared in 5 video games. Friday the 13th, a 1985 Commodore 64 game. He's appeared in 1989 when LJN released Friday the 13th on the Nintendo Entertainment System. He's also appeared in Friday the 13th, which was a mobile phone game, in 2003 or 2006. And he also has been in Mortal Kombat X. And he's also been in Friday the 13th, the video game, released 2017. Jason Voorhees was initially created by Victor Miller, who was Jason's final design, helped by Ron Kurtz and Tony Savini, and they ended up naming Jason in a combination of Josh and Ian, Miller's two sons. Voorhees was inspired by a girl that Miller knew at high school, whose last name was Voorhees. They felt it was a creepy sounding name, which was perfect for the character. And so began the monster that was Jason Voorhees. They ended up making him mentally disabled as a young boy, making him have a disfigured face as a child, which then gets covered up for a majority of every film by either the hockey mask or something covering his face. Jason Voorhees was one of the most insane and ambitious killers that could have been produced in a movie. He became one of the most iconic killers in movie history on the sole basis of how his character design was and how recognizable the last name Voorhees was. By having all of these traits within this character, Jason Voorhees was able to take shape and live on through multiple movies and continuations of the story. And so, Jason Voorhees was a monster that was created from a group of men within their minds, creating a monster that would kill every year on Friday the 14th, creating a monster from their mind, creating this killer that takes shape within your mind while watching the film and scaring you, creeping you out to what he's doing, how gruesome he's killing these people, either cutting their heads off, stabbing them repeatedly with a machete, or completely slicing them in half. Jason Voorhees is a killer you don't want to mess with.